Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Metzger moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Metzger scores. Cedeno moves to third. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cedeno tags and scores. May tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Jenkins scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Astros, 2. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fanzone moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rader is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive towards the mound. Jenkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Beckert moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Hickman scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Tom Griffin now pitching. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Howard and he is out, Helms applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. Griffin moves to second. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fanzone hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. May reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Rader reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's Cubs, 4, Astros, 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms misplays the ball. That's an error on Helms. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jim Ray now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to home to get Beckert. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone pinch hits for Carmen Fanzone. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cardinal now playing right field. Rick Munday now playing center field. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Astros, 5. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 3 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Howard reaches second base with a double. Norm Miller pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Bobby Fenwick pinch runs for Larry Howard. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Fenwick moves to third. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger is walked intentionally. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Cedeno is walked intentionally. Metzger moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fenwick scores. Metzger moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.